Just to end with one final light, ha'ara, and that is, so the Gemara said that what's a cotton shalei kol loy chadashav? So hocha targimun bubble, they said it's a Talmud Chacham that it doesn't give proper cover to his Rebbe. Rab Abba said it's a Talmud Chacham shalei higia lohira, and he paskins. The Amar Rab Avo, Amar Ravuna, Amar Rab. Ma'i dechsib ki Rab Mechalol mipila batzumim kol harugel. Ki Rab Mechalol mipila zet Talmud Chacham shalei higia lohira umayr. Vaksumim kol harugel, that's a Talmud Chacham shalei higia lohira. That's a Talmud Chacham shnehigia loira ve'enei moira. So it's not good to paskin shailas if you're not yet at the point where you should be paskining shailas, if you're a loy kolu loy chadashov, quote unquote, and you have to be paskining shailas if you're a Talmud Chacham that was higia loira. So it goes both ways. One of the themes of the raid in the beginning of the Masechta was we spoke about Rab Kiveger's hakdama his tshuvas and the incredible anova of Rab Kiva Eger, signed Eger Seifrim, but even more specifically in the Hakdamah to Shailos Tshuvas Rab Kiva Eger. So on that note, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Hakdamah to the first chelik of Igris Moshe. So Rav Moshe wrote a two-page Hakdamah, and it's like Iksav Hisnatzlos. Why is it that he's going to start printing all his tshuvas? So he begins as follows. Hine Sifri Zeh. This sefer, this is the first chelik of Igros Moshe. Shnei rubayhu, the majority of it is Masha Hishafti, tshuvas that I wrote, Masha Hayaniru Laniyas Daiti Lahoyres Halacha Lamaisa, Le'elu Sharotsu Le'da Daiti. Says, I paskin, Halacha Lamaisa, the people that wanted to know my opinion. Says Rav Moshe, V'av Shemin Haroi Hoyo Luchayro, Limnoya Melahosha Lamaisa. Really, the appropriate thing would have been not to paskin halacha l'maisa. Why? Shnarei harbe g'doyli oylem v'toyru u'b'yiris Hashem nimnu milurois. Because there were many, many people that they refrained from paskin in shaylas. Based on ma'im rab abba amir afun amir rab. B'soyte daf chapez. Rabim chalolim hipila ze talmud chacham shloi higia lohira umayra. Va'af, says Rav Moshe, sh'omar gam. Va'atzum in kol harugel ze talmud chacham shigia lohira ve'enoy mayra. Even though this, the flip side as well. Umitam ze kosev Rab Kiva Eger. Huve bakdom is bun of the sefer atshuva shaloi. That's why Rab Kiva Eger said that he was willing to paskin shailas based on that inyan. Because there's an idea that if someone is a Talmud Chacham shegiyo leiron, he's not Meira. So at the end of the day, va'atzumim kol harugeh. But at the same time, said Rav Moshe, I was afraid that maybe I'm not even a Talmud Chacham, that's higiyo leiron. So really, my muscho rishon wasn't to paskin. But at the end of the day, he said, I paskin based on that cheshbon that Reb Kiveger made in the Hakdam. So what was the cheshbon, going a little backwards, that Reb Kiveger made in that Hakdam? So if you go through the Hakdam, it's Reb Kiveger. Reb Kiveger said that really, people used to send me shayles all the time. And I wasn't really willing to paskin. Because I was always afraid to answer a shayles. But to say that this is halacha l'maisa, I never did. But says Rav Kiveger, the only reason I did it was because I had a tzad that maybe I'm a Talmud Chacham shegiya leira. And a Talmud Chacham shegiya leira, the inner mirror is also a problem. So again, the context is Rav Kiveger's anova. And people are sending Rav Kiveger shailas. And based on the anova of Kiveger, where Rav Kiveger understands that the Shemina Sheb Shemina is to have gaiva over behemoth, right? Because that's like the only place where Shaykh, that should be chal a little bit of gaiva to Kedusha, you would ask yourself, how you talking, how's it possible Kiveger would ever pass in a Shaykh? And Emerson says, if you look in that Dhamma to the truth of Rav Kiveger, he didn't want to pass in a Shaykh. The problem is, Rav Kiveger said, I know a Gemara. There's a Gemara that says that a Talmud Chacham Sheigia Leirav Einei Meira, it's Atsumim Kol Harugeho. It's very, very serious. And Rav Kiveger felt that Al Sofik, maybe Talmud Chacham Sheigia Leirav Einei Meira, he was going to pass in Shaylas. But really, if you think about it, it goes both ways. Because on the one hand, yeah, it's a Sofik, you might be a Talmud Chacham Sheigia Leirav, but you also might be a Talmud Chacham, or a Talmud, Shnelay Yigia Leira. So we're supposed to do Misafik. And you can hear maybe Sheval Taisa Adif. But if Azoy Vaita was a little hergish, the Rav Kiveger had Alstachashash, that I shouldn't be a Talmud Chacham, Shnegia Leira, Ve'enoy Meira, that's why at the end of the day, Rav Kiveger Paskin Shas. And Rav Moshe, his Akdamah Tigris Moshe, has a whole pilpul on this Chakira. Misafik, do you look at it this way? Do you look at it that way? Ayin Sham. And at the end, Rav Moshe wrote that being that Rav Kiveger was Machria, he came out that outs the chashash that you might be a Talmud Chacham Shegiel Rav in Meira, you should paskin. So says Rav Moshe, I'm doing the same thing. And that's why Rav Moshe Feinstein, this is his Isnatzlus in his Akdomet to Gris Moshe. So Rav Moshe is writing tshuvas all over the world, and yeah, Rav Moshe is telling you what to do. Read the Akdomet to Gris Moshe. Rav Moshe did it with the greatest level of anova imagine. Mamashi invoked the anova of Rav Kiva Eger. And Emma says, we know, but Ish Moshe was on a moed. Right? Everyone knows all the legendary stories of Rav Moshe, people that had the schos to be in the stoif of Petzila a little bit. We know that the anova of Rav Moshe was mamash zel umazel with the greatness and Torah of Rav Moshe. And here Rav Moshe is invoking that epic akdama to Tshuvas Rav Kiva Eger. And he has the same hergation. And Moshe mamash writes into this line, V'al zeh somachti lahoyrois, וגם בהושם מה שנראה אני אז דייתי אחרי שביררתי את הלוכה ברוית עמול להרויץ נלדה דייתי ובפרט שכוספתי התאים ובכל מה שנבר שבאופן זה הנני רק כמלמד הלוכה שעשור יין בעצמי ויבדק ויבחר שאיני כלל כפויסק ומורי כתעיסה בדיבר רב כיווי אגר שם he's mama she invoked רב כיווי אגר in the beginning and the end and that was really the approach that our Moshe took and then תויך דברו he says something beautiful he says that you find the Gemara says in the Sachtis Brachis Daf Dalet that David HaMelech said, "L'David shamra nafshi ki chasin ani." I'm a David of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, lo chasin ani? Am I not a chasid? Shekom malchi mizruchu mayri v'sheinim at shol ishois. They wake up right late in the day. V'ani chatzois layla okim lohoidus lecha. And not just that. He said, lo chasid ani shekom malchi mizruchu mayri v'yosh v'magudois agudus v'kvoida. V'ani yodai meluchloches b'dam u'b'shvir u'b'shalyo kidei latar isha labayla. David HaMelech said, I'm a king. This is really not the way I'm supposed to be noig. And afal pike, my hands they're dirty with dam, shvir, shalya. I'm mamish paskining shaylas of dam nida, of dam yoledes. These are the inyonim that I'm busy with. So loy chosidani, I'm not behaving like a king. Says Rav Moshe, what's takipshat? What's takipshat? Why did David HaMelech do this? Were there a shortage of people that were able to mamish paskin the shaylas of all these maris and all this dam that they had to go dafke to Moshe Rabbeinu to David HaMelech? Mech Pesna, why did David HaMelech have to do this? It sounds like he felt like it was a shtickle b'dievet. Says Rav Moshe, Shalachayra kasha tuva im ein zek kovel HaMelech havalei l'shalech es hanoshim ha-shoyleis l'chachomim acherim shahoyu harbe b'Yerushalayim Shalachayin tzaruch loim. Says Rav Moshe, you have to say the osu l'chacham l'shalech es ha-shoyl mimenu l'chacham acher. It's Osir. The Kibon Shabbos Etzloi, he mitzvah Shaloi. And who Rashoi Lahiris? And it says Rav Moshe, a chiddush lahalacha, kedarkei b'kodesh. A tremendous chiddush in the Akdama to all the tshuvas in Igus Moshe. That vice versa halacha, that if you know how to paskin the shayla, someone comes to you and asks you the shayla, so then you're mechuyev to paskin the shayla. And that's why David HaMelech paskin the shayla, even though maybe he's a melech shekvoide, shemach lakvoide. But al kaponim, that he felt that this was something he had to do because the shayla was brought to him. So says Rav Moshe, number one, Rav Kiva Eger said, I'm yirei hara, but at the same time, I'm also afraid of one line in a Gemara in Soita Daf Chabezim and Aleph, with the Gemara says that v'atzumim kol arugel, that there's an inyan of a Talmud Chacham that's a gila rav in Meir, it's not so pashut. But he says besides, people ask me shaylos v'zol chtan, they ask me, and I learned from David HaMelech that if David HaMelech was a melech and he acknowledged already that it was ein lefi chvoid of him to do this, but he did it vice versa. If someone asks you a shaylos, this is your mitzvah, and if it's your mitzvah, this is something you have to run with, you have no choice. And says Rav Moshe, it's for that reason I'm going to do the same exact thing, and that's why I'm going to pass in these shaylos. Just to put it all together, Rav Chasam Sofer, in his hesped that he gave on Rav Kiva Eger, Toich Dvarev, in his hesped, he quoted this Gemara in Brachas as well. This Gemara in Brachas, Daftal and Aleph, with David HaMelech. And he asked the same shah that Rav Moshe asked in the Akdama Tigris Moshe. He says, it sounds like David HaMelech felt that it was Enel Chvich Foydoi, and if it was Enel Chvich Foydoi, so why would he do it? And the Chasam Sofer said, a Dovin Neura. He said, because we know the Gemara says about David HaMelech, Vashem Imoi. And what is he said that the emes is that any time a Rav paskins a shayla, he doesn't know if he's saying the right halacha, not the right halacha. That's Rav Moshe's pupil here in the Akdama to Gus Moshe. That's where Rav Kivega said he's miyirei hayra. He's afraid to paskin shaylas because you don't really know with certainty whether you're saying the right thing. But he says, David HaMelech, when he passed in the Shaila, he knew with certainty he was saying the right thing. Because Vashem imay halacha k'moysa b'chal makan. And that's why David HaMelech had a chiyuv to paskin the Shailas. David HaMelech had a paskin. Because David HaMelech knew that if he sends him to another Rav, me'echa teisna, the other Rav is going to get it right. But David HaMelech said for himself, he knows that he's right. Because halacha k'moysa b'chal makan. And that's why David HaMelech felt that he had a paskin the Shailas. So the Chasam Sofer Taitch, he was saying this about his Shver, Rav Kiva Eger. But the Chasam Sofer Taitch, that David HaMelech said, David Shomra Nafshi Kichasadani. And where's the chassidus manifest? It's from the fact that Vani Yodai Meluchlochis Badam Beshviv Shai Kitei Latari Yishal Levaila. What's the smichus? Where do you see the chassidus? Okay, Pasha, it's a chassidus. He's not behaving like a regular. But said Chassam Sofer, because why did David HaMelech Paskin the Shailas, even though it was Ein Elif Yichvoido? The Teretz is Vashem Imoy. Halacha Kamoisa B'chal Makim. So David HaMelech made a cheshben. Why was I Zoicha that the halacha is like me B'chal Makim? Why? Because of my greatness in learning? Chazal say it's a Gemara Ma'ikant Daf Tezayin, that just like when David HaMelech was a Katan, he used to learn from everybody. We just had it recently. Since so too when he was a Gadol, he used to learn from everybody also. David HaMelech is always learning from people. David HaMelech is the quintessential Izel Chacham Aloymi Mikol Adam. David HaMelech's Anivus in Torah is legendary. David HaKotan. So David HaMelech is always making himself Katan when it comes to Torah. So David HaMelech is bothered. He says, I understand. I can't learn. How is it Shaykh that I'm Alocha Kamaitz B'chal Mokar? So David HaMelech said, Pshat must be, because we know there was a Machayit in B'sham and B'sil. And the Baskel came out and said, Eilu ve'elu divri l'kim chayim v'alocha k'beit zil. Wait, the Gemara v'chim yachad, the Eilu ve'elu divri l'kim chayim. Why was the halacha instituted like Basil? The Teretz is because they were more nitztayim in the Inyan of Midas. And it was because of the way they behaved. So it said David HaMelech, from the fact that the halacha is like me, must be that I'm humble. It must be ich bin the chabal midas. It's not because of my greatness in learning. So Zok David HaMelech, L'David Shomra Nafshi Kichasadani. This is all the Chassam Sofer talking. And this has been Abgivega. Must be I'm a chassid. And now I know I'm a chassid because Yodai Meluchlach is B'dam B'shvir V'shal Yikitei L'tar Yishal L'mayla. Why am I doing it? Let another Rav. The Teretz is because the Halacha is like me. Why is the Halacha like me? It's not because of learning. Oh, must be because I'm a chassid. So it must be because I'm a chassid. L'David Shomra Nafshi Kichasadani. That was his Shtagal Torah. But I'll go upon him. This is this Gemara. Moshe took out a Halacha L'maisa from this. Again, the Chassam Sofer is Pshat in this Gemara. It's not a Halacha L'maisa because who is Zoicha, who knows that that loch is like in the Chalmach, and David HaMelech knew Vashem Imoy. Oh, but it's not something that's, but Moshe, the way he understood it was, there was Pasha the Halacha. At the end of the day, people wanted to hear from David HaMelech. And if people wanted to hear, this is David HaMelech's mitzvah, and he had no right to be Mevat. He couldn't say, I'm the king, I'm busy, I have Grace Zachin to do, I'm dealing with foreign affairs. No, he had a chiyuv, he had an achrayus to sit down, and he had to deal with this, and said, Moshe, people are sending me shaylas, sam mukhrich, to paskin vishas. And then Moshe gave another reason of why he paskin shaylas. So Moshe said, I'm doing it because of Rabbi Kivegas Cheshman in the Hakdam. I don't want to be someone that's a tamachach shagil, a rav in a moyer. And befrak, dish tegel toy with this gemar and brachis, daf dalet amad aleph. And then he said, besides for all that, he said, I'm doing this for another reason. And that is, v'gam sheyesh bazeh nachas ruach lo'avi moyer yagoyim zatzah. Because I know that by me passing in Shailas, I'm going to give a tremendous nachas ruach to my father. Shna omar olai. Because my father told me when I came to America, shem nekava, he said he hopes, ukemachu batuach. Moshe got avtocha from his father. Shem yirbu ha-shoyle mimeni dvar Hashem zu halacha. Ba'al peh ubiksav. That people would come to me ba'al peh, they would knock on my door and they would ask me shaylas ubiksav, and they would send me letters. And it's ube'ez Hashem yisbarach oshev kalacha. And then he gave me also mekava, maybe a avtocha, that he would be zoicha to paskin la'alacha and pasha to give a nachas ruach to my father, because I knew he wanted me to come to America, and this is the reason that he wanted me to come. So that's why I'm going ahead and I'm paskin in the shaylas. And if you don't get a hergish from this is Ramosha, the Gadol Adar, who at the end of the day is paskin in shaylas. Every chuvas, every igris Moshe was a shtickle b'chino of kibra ve'ein to give lachas nachas ruach la'avi moiri, since he told me, my father promised me, you're going to come to America, you're going to see, they're going to ask you shaylas, the kachava, the haktama, the Igros Moshe.